This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight and with a very busy throat, this is Lock and Load. And because it's Wednesday night, I've always wanted to be like one of those college DJs, although I didn't do it when I was college age. But since it is Wednesday night, well, we're going to be joined, as usual, by that crazy pair from Arbalest Quarrel. I'm talking about Stevie D'Andrulli and Roger Katz. Very shy and retiring two dudes these two are. Good evening, guys.
How are you doing, Bill? Welcome.
Yeah, I've got the busy throat tonight. Well, it's busier now than when we were talking earlier today, Roger. So,
yes.
So, Roger and I started what was a interesting little debate amongst the faithful. So, why don't I let you kick it off?
Well, what we were talking about, Bill, among other things, but most importantly, is the impact now of the mass shootings, one coming on the heels of the other. And this is basically catnip for the anti-gun crowd, as they will be probably putting forth a number of bills to limit access to so-called assault weapons. What I find interesting now, though, is they're becoming...
And just like that, we're actually live tonight. Oh, wow, that's what just happened right there. Something. Yes, it is a bit confusing, but this is the wonderful world of live radio. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. We're having a lone technical difficulty, which we eradicated post-haste. Joined this evening by Stephen D'Andrulli, Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. I know there is a bushel of things to talk about, so let's get into it since we're about a minute behind already.
All right. Well, there are actually three subjects that I believe we touched upon earlier today, Bill, and Stephen may have a couple of other issues he'd like to talk about. One, of course, has to do with Sessions when he was before the House at a hearing the other day for several hours to basically respond to such allegations that were made against them regarding particular statements that might amount to lies. At least that's the way the Democratic members would refer to it in terms of his involvement, well, not directly with Russia, but nonetheless statements that he had made. In any event, really important regarding that, I believe, is a series of questions that were propounded by a representative from Ohio, I forget his first name, Jordan, who basically asked Sessions when or if he was planning, if the Justice Department was planning to investigate Hillary Clinton. And basically, Sessions attempted to dodge that issue by claiming that, well, there has to be a predicate set of facts to support any investigation, which is a bit ridiculous considering that the FBI, when Comey was in charge, had ostensibly been investigating Clinton for some time. Going back, as you recall, with the server, the idea of mishandling classified data, which is a cardinal federal sin. and he let her go and decided that he wasn't going to recommend prosecution, claiming two things that were a bit bizarre. One, that there was no indication that Hillary Clinton intended to mishandle classified data, which is ridiculous considering the length of time that she had those servers and the number of communications that were on there. But the fact that gross negligence is sufficient to support an action, I believe it was under 18 U.S.C. Section 793 of the United States Code. And he said that even so, he didn't believe that prosecutors would actually indicted. Well, it's not for the FBI to make that decision anyway. I mean, it'd be similar to a police officer deciding not to arrest an individual because he or she felt that, well, a prosecutor is not going to indict. It's just ridiculous. At any rate, I was reading the New York Times today, and we had posted a few days ago, Stephen and I, a rather lengthy article dealing with a subject that we had talked about sometime before, 3.5 years ago, dealing with, and actually was called, of chainsaws and guns. And what's interesting is that the USA Today last week apparently was trying to make light or try to get people upset at the idea that the so-called assault weapons are available and are responsible for the latest major mishap in Texas. And what we did was deal with this notion of fake news and a lack of truth in reporting. And we made a point of saying that, look, truth is not as clear-cut as some people would like to think. And to talk about facts, well, you know, what is a fact? The thing is that what these individuals do, these reporters that claim to be journalists but are really propagandists, is attempt to utilize the paper as a forum to set forth their own personal views about the way the world should be, the way that they'd like the world to be. And in that world, there is no Second Amendment. And there's curtailment of rights under the First Amendment and under the Fourth Amendment as well. And we dealt with that at length. And it really behooves an individual to be very critical of what they read in the papers and what they see on TV, because what they're getting is really nothing but normative police belief statements that are predicated on someone's notion of the way the world should be rather than the way that we would like to see it, in a way that is consistent with the way that the founders of this nation created it and the way that our Constitution was set up. So those are a couple of the things that Stephen will probably have some points he'd like to share with the audience, and maybe in the next segment we can do that. Is there any more time left?
We got a minute.
Oh, we got a minute. Okay. Well, the other thing that I want to touch on. Excuse me?
I said go ahead.
Go ahead, Stephen.
No, go ahead, Roger. Oh,
I tell you what, let me go ahead and do the promo now, because we've got about 30 seconds. That's just enough time to do the promo. Stephen DeAngeli and Roger Katz, they are two-thirds of something called Arbalest Quarrel. The third person, nobody knows. Well, they know. And you can find what they do at ArbalistQuarrel.com. They are featured writers at Amoland.com, and every Wednesday they are featured right here at Lock and Load with me. And we will get into the meat of the other stuff that we had a long talk earlier today. There'll be more stuff to talk about. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Everything's still working. That's good. It wasn't earlier. My guests this hour from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen D. Andrewley and Roger Katz. Where are we going now, guys?
I'd like to segue briefly, very briefly, into what Roger talked about. And actually... bring up a topic, a hot topic, probably the hottest topic right now. And that's Judge Roy Moore. I'd like to make sure that your listeners realize that I have a love-hate relationship with New York City. I sometimes think that I'm more like a conservative Southerner than I am a Northerner. I can definitely relate to how Alabamians support Judge Moore. I can also understand how God-loving, good people need to know, did this guy do what all these women are now, all of a sudden, after 30, 40 years, saying that he did things against them, on the cusp of a very important federal election, and yet the media is like a shock frenzy, degrading him, making all these allegations, which are serious. But if there's any evidence, I feel that, okay, you got evidence, prosecute the guy. Or prove what you're saying is true. Don't judge this guy. I don't believe the media should have the power to do that. And so I just think that we should all give this some thought. Because, well,
you know, a member of Congress has come out and said that other members of Congress that are sitting in Congress right now have spent $15 million keeping other people that they have been accused of harassing quiet. They're not going after Menendez, who apparently has a thing for young underage prostitutes, which I didn't know there was such a thing.
Right.
And, you know, of course, now they're having to come to grips with Clinton. And to me, you know, my whole thing is this. I hear all of these. I hear McConnell getting out there and trying to be the moral compass of the country, and that's hilarious. And I hear other people like Ted Cruz, everybody that none of these guys have a dog in this fight. This is about the people of Alabama. And if they're going to seat more. And that's all it's about.
Well, you know what, Bill? That's what it should be about. But I beg to differ respectfully because I love you. Mm-hmm. And I mean that as a friend.
Sure.
it's like Blake Shelton would say.
Yeah.
but I, because of the media attention, I think this is going to be an example that is going to be looked at nationally, actually.
Didn't they try this with Trump, though, when he got the nomination?
Yeah, and Trump beat him at every angle. But you know what? You see what's happening now with that Hollywood producer. What's his name? Bernstein?
Weinstein.
Weinstein. I mean, this guy, you know, he just started the frenzy. I mean, you know, and we're talking men, you know, against women. I'm sure there are a lot of women that actually fondle little boys too. That's going to be the next thing. But that, again, that's not the topic of our discussion here. The topic of our discussion here really should be something as people who cherish the Bill of Rights and of course the Second Amendment above all, is that you have the guy's a judge. Okay. Why didn't this come up before? But he's not only a judge, he's an ultra-conservative. I mean, super ultra-conservative. Actually, he's less conservative than me, but, you know, he's conservative.
Right.
So what is he? He's a threat. He's a threat to the establishment. McConnell and Ryan, I have no use for these guys anymore. I tell you, anybody who says they're a Republican and they're so centrist and so to the left, and they don't realize that Lincoln's proverb, "A house divided by itself will not stand." These guys are just—they're just wrecking a great thing. I mean, Donald Trump comes back from Asia with all sorts of trade deals and economic deals, and the country's going to do so well. And we've got all these countries respecting us again, and we're putting this little rocket man right in his place with the agreement of other nations, and. You know, we should have national carry reciprocity. We should move on. But what they're doing is they're using this judge again, who would definitely be a help to that national carry reciprocity because of his threat, because of what he is as a person.
Let me ask you a question about that. Yeah. Now, you're talking about Moore and you're talking about Trump. And this is my theory on this, and you probably haven't heard this, so I'll just tell you now. I think the problem here is that if Trump is successful, which he's already being successful, he's turned the economy around. Where's the stock market at right now? 22,000, has it never been that high? And that's the actual indicator of how good things are in the Americas, the economy. The economy is just purring along. He cut unemployment among black males, young black males, in half.
Right.
In less than a year, he did that. So they can't afford for him to succeed, because if they don't, if he succeeds, then all of this hogwash that the establishment has been telling us for the past 30 years blows up in their face, and then it finishes off everything, which was the beginning when Trump got elected, where nothing's ever going to be the same for them again. And they don't believe it's never going to be the same again. And they think if they foil him, we can go back to it, and then Bill Kristol can become important again, and people will listen to Kevin Williamson and Jonah Goldberg again. That's what I think they think. I have no proof of that, of course, but I'm just looking at their records. You know, they ran for, how many times did they repeal Obamacare?
Yeah,
when Obama was the guy that was going to veto it.
Yeah, the media has to create a subterfuge.
Yeah,
they have to create anything at all that'll get attention, get ratings, and get people to think, oh my God, if this guy's a pedophile, how could he be a senator? Or how could we get him elected? And meanwhile, there's no proof.
Well,
now,
I don't.
If the guy is guilty, that's one thing. That's another thing altogether. Because, you know, good Christians, they want good people. And, you know, and that's not something that the Bible would condone. All right. That's not in the scriptures to do that. But there's no proof. There's no proof.
Well, and yeah. And that's the thing. Well, I mean, there's no proof on most of these things, except for most of the Weinstein women. Most of the Weinstein women are willing to get out there and get on the stand. And I don't even know some of these people. One of those people worked for Hillary Clinton's campaign, I think, that accused him. But we're coming up on the break, so let me do a little pointing out, if we may, and we'll continue on with this. And I've got a point I want to make regarding something. But anyway, ArbalistQuarrel.com, that's where you can find what they do every day. They also are featured writers at Amoland.com, and on Wednesday nights, they are right here with me as we chew over the stuff and all the other stuff. And when we get back, things may get a little, I don't know, may get rowdy in here. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Talking with the gentleman from Arbalest Quarrel. And Stephen was talking about Judge Roy Moore. And this is what I want to say. And, I don't know that much about the guy. Other than the fact that he won his election. Fairly and squarely. And he's been seated. And he should, I guess it looks like he's going to win the general election against the Democrat. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, coming out of Alabama. I think the problem with these establishment types like McConnell and everything is this guy is sort of rough around the edges like Trump, and they're afraid to deal with that. And I'm not looking for any Boy Scouts. I couldn't care less we get any more Boy Scouts. We got a whole Congress full of Boy Scouts. Thoughts?
I agree with you 100%.
So
I think everybody else better wake up too, because if we don't wake up quick, that national carry reciprocity, which I'm always talking about, which I never thought would happen in my lifetime until Trump came, we're going to lose it. So we got to stop being, like you say, wimps. We got to stick behind the people that we believe represent our views. We know anyone that cherishes and defends the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, those are our guys. Those are our girls. Those are our people. And we don't want to hear anything from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the CNN, the liberal media. I just tune myself off. I have to listen to it. I have to read, you know, what they say just to know what they're saying. And Roger meticulously reads several newspapers and law journals and major articles. I mean, we know he's a genius, and I'm going to let him have a lot more time now because I'm going to listen to what Roger has to say. But my message to everybody that's listening is really, come on, it's time to not second guess people. And just like your own family, if someone accuses someone in your family, you're going to give them up? You're going to throw them under the bus? I mean, McConnell right away threw this guy right under the bus. Come on, who are you to do that? Again, if you make an accusation, that's all it is, an accusation. Without evidence, it's nothing more. So make it formal if you got something. Or, I don't know, can I say blank or get off the pot. I don't know what I can say on your show, Bill. Is
well,
that
you can't say blank or get off the pot, but you, I mean, this guy is, I think right now they're looking for Trump, now that he's back stateside, to go and sit him down and say something to him. I'm interested to see if that happens. Because it's the parallel between him and Trump is interesting, because the Billy Bush tape came out and the timing was impeccable, and the Democrats think that the perception they're trying to push was that they won in Virginia and in New Jersey because of a rejection of Trump. They were always going to win in Virginia and New Jersey.
Yeah.
They were always going to win there. This was anybody that thinks that that was a shocker. That was not a shocker.
Yeah, and they'll win in New England, and they'll win in Washington State and Oregon and California. Those are given. We know that. But that's where we have to hold the line.
Sure.
All right, let's give Roger an opportunity here. I know he's itching to talk about some really important topics. Go ahead, Rog.
All right, I might as well get to it. On Monday, there was an article in the New York Times, the front page, about a case I wasn't aware of because it was a state case, Connecticut. It was Soto versus Bushmaster. And some of your listeners, Bill, may be aware of it. I'm sure those that live in Connecticut would be aware of it. But at any rate, the case involves a couple individuals who had been shot by that lunatic, Adam Lanza, back in, what was it, 2012, when he went to an elementary school, murdered about 20 children and six staff members.
Sandy Hook,
right. Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. In any event, a few years later, a couple individuals and the estates of a few other individuals filed a lawsuit against a number of defendants, primarily manufacturers. Remington, and I think Bushmaster is connected with Remington. And the idea behind the lawsuit was the manufacturer should be held liable for the murders were committed by this individual, Adam Lanza. Of course, Adam Lanza is dead, as is his mother. And the question that arises is under what legal principle or standard of tort liability can these plaintiffs bootstrap themselves to a lawsuit against the manufacturer?
Roger, can I ask you a question? Why is this case important if it's Connecticut? And since it's about manufacturers of firearms, isn't that similar to like holding a match manufacturer responsible for an arson? So those two questions, what would our listeners want to know about that? Why is this important to the nation?
Yeah, well, the reason it's important is this. If these plaintiffs win this lawsuit, and by the way, they did lose the suit at the Superior Court level. I've been trying to get hold of cases on appeal, but apparently plaintiffs did appeal, and the Supreme Court of Connecticut is going to hear oral arguments. And if they're satisfied, the case will be remanded back to the state court to probably for a trial on the issue whether Bushmaster can be held liable for the death caused by this Adam Lanza. Now, why the case is important is this. When we think of a ban on so-called assault weapons, we already have manufactured firearms. They're available in many jurisdictions, but they will be banned in certain jurisdictions, such as New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California, Maryland, Hawaii, quite a few. The problem is that if a manufacturer can be precluded from fabricating a firearm in the first instance, then it's a much more dire situation, because then there's no way that anyone could ever obtain the firearm, or at least any new one. What I believe that this is similar to is the situation with the National Firearms Act of 1934. Machine guns, selective fire, assault rifles, submachine guns are not available to the public except through the BATF. What is interesting about this is that no newly minted, manufactured submachine guns, assault rifles, submachine guns can be sold to the public. As Bill and I were talking, ultimately, whatever's available, once that stock is depleted, that's the end. No one would be able to obtain machine guns, any fully automatic weapon, any further. Now, the anti-gun people, of course, are now bootstrapping that to semi-automatics. They're not even really referring.
Let me get you hold right there. We're coming up on the break. ArmorlessQuarrel.com and Ammoland.com. That's where what they write is available. The talking part of it, of course, that you have to catch here, unless there being other places. And I know that Steven is a favorite of the CNN business or something. He gets TV time. I don't get any TV time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
This is Lock and Load. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. When we last left off, we were trying to figure out why. Well, we know why they want to. What they want to do is they. Here's the setup of to this. And Hillary Clinton was saying it when she was campaigning. She was out there saying that the PLCAA gives immunity, blanket immunity, to gun manufacturers. So they can never be sued or prosecuted for anything they do, which is a fabrication. They get sued all the time if they make a bad product, and that's the only reason you sue a manufacturer is if they make a bad product. You do not sue the manufacturer for making a product that somebody uses for a purpose it was not meant for. I know that Clinton and her like would probably argue that, well, of course they use it. It's a people-killing machine. It shoots high-capacity rounds and all this other nonsense. But there you go. If you want to continue on from there, if you want to segue or whatever you want to do, that.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. Yes, you're referring to the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And actually, this is perhaps the one specific act that makes very clear that Congress intended to strengthen the Second Amendment, because it's right there in the Act that the purpose of it is to protect the Second Amendment and therefore to protect manufacturers who manufacture arms that the sorts of arms that the civilian population, American citizenry, can certainly possess, own and possess under the Second Amendment. Now, what has happened here, though, in this particular case, and you're right about Hillary Clinton. She's saying that, well, these manufacturers can be sued. Basically, the case, or rather the law, 15 U.S.C. 7901, what it does is provide qualified immunity. So there are bases to overcome that. And the basis is what these people attempted to do, these plaintiffs, is use a concept in law referred to as negligent entrustment or negligence per se. And basically what it says is this. If a party sells a implement to an individual and the seller knows or should know that the individual that he or she is selling that product to is not capable of possessing it without harming either himself or others, then if he goes along with the sale anyway and harm accrues, then those that have been harmed may bring an action not just against the individual who directly caused the harm, but against the seller himself.
But why does that sound like that? That almost sounds like a gypsy woman on a covered wagon with a crystal ball was out there describing how they should put this together. How were they supposed to know that? All of that. How are they supposed to know all that detail?
Isn't it something like a bartender giving too many drinks to a person?
Well, exactly. Exactly. The thing is, though, that this negligent entrustment has been used against gun dealers, and rightfully so. If a gun dealer makes a purchase, let's say a person comes in, wants to buy 20 semi-automatic AR-15, and there's a guy in a car, a sleazy-looking guy, and the seller should be a suspect. Should treat this person as a suspect. That would be a straw purchase, and it would be illegal. The problem is that manufacturers are way outside of the chain of foreseeability.
Well, they're three layers away from the end user.
And so to hold them liable is basically to say that they're is to create absolute liability. And in a sense, the plaintiffs would like to treat semi-automatic AR-15 type rifles, those that are the progeny of the original Armalite. They want to basically treat these firearms as if they're bombs.
Right. And that's the main point, because if they have to sit there and try to make a determination as to what lies in the heart of the buyer, isn't that the same thing as not wanting to make a cake for a gay couple? In a way, when you're sitting, if somebody comes in there and says, I want to buy a cake, well, are you gay? Am I supposed to be asking them that?
Well, the analogy is a bit much. I would say that, yes, there is a First Amendment.
Well, that's because I'm not schooled in the legalese. But anyway.
But at any rate, in this case, what is clear that they want these anti-gun groups. And by the way, sure. I do wonder who's behind this. These individuals don't have money to pay.
You know, it's like with Lucky Gunner. The Brady campaign got a couple of set of parents to sue Lucky Gunner over the Aurora shooting, and they imposed the PLCAA on this, and the Brady campaign backed away, and the parents of the dead person who was trying to sue Lucky Gunner got saddled with $200,000 in legal fees imposed by the judge.
Yeah. They would need a guy like Bloomberg or George Soros to bail them out. And maybe those are the people that are behind this particular case. But Stephen asked me a question as to why this would be important in other jurisdictions, because it is just a state case, not even on a federal level, that would involve a number of states, the Second Circuit, where Connecticut falls. But the thing is, if they are successful, it's clear that other jurisdictions would pick up on this.
Well, the sympathetic ones would, yeah.
Well, California, Hawaii, and it would get to the point where it's just not cost-effective for companies like Bushmaster, Remington to manufacture these weapons. That's what they want. But the thing of it is that using negligent entrustment in a case like this, there's no precedent for it whatsoever, which is why the Superior Court granted the motion to strike that was filed by Bushmaster. And why it's up now at the state Supreme Court, and the New York Times saying, oh, this is a wonderful thing, and all they have to do is win, well, it still would have to go back to the Superior Court to be tried. But what's interesting, I spoke to a person in the NRA who I know, and I said, well, there's probably quite a few briefs that have been filed, friends of the court. And he says, yeah, it would take a lifetime to read them all. There's like about 60 of them. And some of them for these anti-gun groups have been filed by these liberal professors. Bright people, one of them is at Stanford, and she apparently worked on a case with her students. And she makes the claim that, well, you know, the law it doesn't really support this action, but we think that the timing is right to change the law. Basically, what's the argument that she put here? That the idea is that the story of the common law in general and of tort law in particular, the continuous doctrinal evolution. Tort law would have withered on the vine decades ago if it could not change or develop in response to societal shifts and technological innovation. Basically, what she's saying is the same thing that the people up at the Supreme Court, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer and others of that ilk say. We don't worry about what the framers of the Constitution think. We don't worry about stare decisis. We'll just change the law because we don't want the Second Amendment. Who needs an AR-15? Who needs fully automatic weapons? They don't need that. They don't need semi-automatic weapons. They don't need revolvers. Let's face it, we're a civilized world, and Americans do not, should not want to have guns anymore. So it's that kind of attitude. And I would just hope that, fortunately, the Superior Court said, look, I have to apply the law that is as it exists, not the way that I may like it to be.
Okay, I got to stop you right there. We have run out of time.
Okay.
We will pick it up. Same bat time, same bat channel. Thank you for joining me this week, guys.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.